Blog Talk Radio.
To the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Here we go. Bartender, a champagne and a giraffe of wine.
Your love is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
Your love is like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
First it's up and then it's down. It changes so fast, never hits the ground. It goes up, down, and up. Like a
seesaw,
baby. When you said you'd be my baby,
seesaw.
When you said you'd be my baby,
seesaw.
I thought your love was sincere, but at this rate, it won't last a year. It goes up, down, and up. I like a
seesaw,
baby.
Monday,
it's a hug and a kiss. Said
Tuesday,
something I've been missing.
Wednesday,
everything is fine.
Thursday.
You done change your mind.
Friday,
it's the day we make up.
Wednesday,
the day we break up.
Sunday,
things are going all right.
Monday,
you want to start a fight.
Joy up,
like a seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
Wednesday, seesaw, baby.
Seesaw.
First you're glad, and then you're mad. You're the strangest girl I ever had. It goes up, down, and up. I like a
seesaw,
baby.
Thank you. Monday.
Things are going all right.
Monday.
You won't start a fight.
Your love.
Like a sweet song, baby.
Sweet
song. Well, sweet song, baby.
Sweet song.
First you flash and then you mad. You the strangest girl I ever had. It goes up, down, and up. I like a sweet song, baby.
Three days after Obama wins reinfection, at 1 o'clock he gives a speech. At 4 o'clock, the director of the CIA resigns. Are we in trouble? Is there something going on that somebody's not telling me about? What's going on here, man? We are a screwed up nation. Yeah, we are. We just elected weed for president. Yeah, Mr. Marijuana is now president. It's not Obama, it's weed. Everybody's worshiping the weed. Everybody's a farmer now. He's a weed farmer. We're in trouble. We're so ripe for a takeover, it makes me shudder. I know people that are still sick from the results of this election. They are physically and mentally sick. I don't know. And gun sales are up. I guess everybody wants to get one before the UN comes in and takes them away. If I see a guy with a blue helmet knocking on my door asking for guns, he's going to get one. He's going to get one. He's going to have a hole in that blue helmet. Yeah. That's all we need. That's all we need. The country that got taken over from the outside by the inside. So General Petraeus confessed that he's now suffering from the pains of amour. He fell in love. I got to give him credit. I don't know his motives, and I don't know his reasoning, and I don't know his real intentions, but he came forward and he said, I'm a threat to the security of the nation. I spit on myself, I soiled myself, and I don't want this to hurt the country. So, I'm resigning. Now, was Bill Clinton sitting in the audience shaking his head? Was the girl that was signing, was she making faces at Bill Clinton? Yeah. Bill Clinton. Oh, you know what? Bill Clinton proved you can do two things at once. Yep. You can be a pig in a blanket and you can still be president of the United States. I think that if George Washington could meet Bill Clinton, he would run his sword through him. Yeah, well, you know, he never chopped down that cherry tree. That was a lie. George Washington lied. No, he chopped down the cherry tree. He sure did. You're the one that's lying. You're trying to destroy the patriotism of the people of the United States. What better way to do it than to destroy their morality at the same time? Tell the truth. Tell the truth. When you heard the news that he had an affair, were you praying that it was with a woman? Tell the truth. And his poor wife for 37 years. Right? While he was going to West Point, she was probably working her butt off. Well, you know what? The devil gets everybody. Like Jesus said, good man falls 7 times a day. When you're 60 years old and life is passing you by, and you've had power and authority, and somebody is looking up to you and batting her eyes, it's easy to succumb to temptation. You know, that devil is right there, man. He's right there telling you, you know, you're pretty fit for your age. You know, that chick's looking at you. Yeah, you know what I mean? You're not ready for the flower pot yet. It's sad. Temptation is a big thing. I always joke and say as soon as the senator goes to Washington, he starts another family. And a congressman. we had a congressman from Staten Island, and he went to Washington, and he was Mr. Clean. In about 6 months, he was Mr. Dirty. There must be a training program after hours that they have down there for all new congressmen. Yeah. And girls, if you're married to a senator or a congressman, you better go pick out his female staff. And make sure you get the ones with the limp and the hunchbacks. You don't want any temptation. And did you ever notice, the last tune I played for you was The Moon Glows and Seesaw, Your Love Is Like a Seesaw. That's 50s music. And that's doo-wop music. And doo-wop was really city street music. People would gather on corners and sing. And they would do it in school, and they used to do it in the tunnels and bathrooms for the acoustics. The next group you're going to hear is called The Channels, and the guy that sings lead is Earl Lewis. And it's a song the name of a girl. And back in the 50s, everybody had a song dedicated to the name of a girl. This girl's name happens to be a Gloria, like in Excelsis Deo at Christmas time. So stand by, and we'll give you The Channels and Gloria. Listen to the harmony. No music, you know, there's a little music, but when these guys rehearsed these songs, they didn't have no music accompaniment. And I'll tell you, some real creative vocal trapeze artists. And he went home and he killed himself. I don't know about Clinton suicides, man. And I'll tell you, you start to do a little coincidental recalling. You know, all these guys that commit suicide or take a bullet. It's unbelievable. It goes all the way back to the Kennedys and Marilyn Monroe. I don't know. Are we more sinister than Hollywood portrays us? Well, let me cheer you up. I give you a tune. Should I play you a tune for the Republicans that are lamenting tonight? Oh, and by the way, if you listen to talk shows, keep an ear out for this call. Hello? Yes. Listen, I just wanted you to know that I'm a Republican, and I'm very upset at the way we lost this election. We got to get away from the far right. We got to get away from the Christians. And not only that, we have to start get a new national anthem. And I'm a Republican, and I'm a Catholic. Yeah, you think about that. You just listen, because they're calling. I'll tell you who got it today. Gallagher, Mike Gallagher, somebody got him. He was the guy that called him was a Marine. I'm a Marine, and I'm for gay marriage, and I'm a Marine, and I think we got to get away from the far right. And I'm a Marine, and I'm a Catholic. Give me a break, man. Give me a break. No Marine talks like that. Nah. You know what Marines say about a guy like that? He don't buy me no beers. He don't buy me no beers. But anyway, what else was I going to tell you? Yeah, and Gallagher got a call, and so did Mark Levin. Mark Levin handled the guy beautifully. Yeah, I'm a Republican. Let me tell you something. The Tea Party has to win, because otherwise you're going to have a Democrat heavy and Democrat light. Demo commos, I call them. They have no use for this country. They'll never serve it. They'll never join the military. But they'll be there to protest. They'll be there smoking the weed and protesting, playing the tambourine, and wetting their underwear that they've been wearing for 6 months. Let me give you a tune and cheer you up. I'll introduce it. Let me find a nice one for you. Yeah. in order to have a doo-wop group. And if you notice that music, that's all slow dancing music. That's Let's Fall in Love music. The doo-wop group had to have a good bass, and it had to have a good soprano, or what they call falsetto, a singer, and a good lead singer, and a couple of backup guys. And you could pick them out of a crowd in your neighborhood. In my neighborhood, I taught four guys to sing that never sang doo-wop. And I had learned it because I had been down in... I went to a school in Harlem, and this was just coming out. The doo-wop was just beginning. And I got tired of nobody showing up for practice, so I said I'll start my own group. Not to be the leader of the group, but to get a group started. And it worked out pretty good. And guys who thought, tough guys, you know, they thought they, you know, I said, come on, you could probably sing. And the guy would say, no, come on, I can't sing. I say, here, try this. Give them a line to do. Not a line like they're doing today on the coffee table. Drugs was not very prominent when I was growing up. You might catch a few wise guys with weed, and that was about it. The only ones that were doing weed were jazz musicians. Guys were just drinking. And you could be 18 and drink, because you could be 18 and serve your country. Today you got to be 26. You got to live in the basement like that guy in what was that movie that they had chained in the basement? Was it not Goonies with the kids? You know, they got found the pirate ship. Yeah, today you could be 26 living in the basement. I say the age of reason today is 29 years old. You shouldn't be allowed to date until you're 29. Yeah, I'm cruel, ain't I? Let me see if I can find you another tune. Tonight will be doo-wop night. Here's a Before the Pill song. We used to, if you were dancing to this kind of music, it was usually somebody's living room with the one light bulb. And everybody got cozy. And was very nice. It was very nice. It was relaxing. So here's another tune by the Moonglows called Most of All. Remember, this is before drugs. You don't know what that is. You lost all your freedom. You're now a casualty of the war.
Most of all, I want your loving embrace. No one can take your place. I need you most of all. Most of all, I want.
I'm wonderful, wonderful.
of you. And when I hoe no one there, and that's why I'm so blue. Most of all, the one thing that I miss away with you again. I need you most.
Everybody had a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Everybody went steady. They used to wear their school ring around the girl's neck. And the guy just had the ring in his nose. And they used to play a junior marriage. Remember, no pill. No pill. And so if you went too far, you suffered consequences. And therefore, people were very cautious. Very cautious. And a lot of guys, if they made a mistake, they married it. And today, if you sneeze, you're in a divorce. It's really sad. And you want to know the proof of the pudding? If you catch PBS, which takes good people's money and uses it to promote communism, they'll run an annual 50s telethon, and they'll bring out the old groups that are still alive. And if you look at the audience, you'll see guy, girl, gray hair. And they're usually the same people that got married 50 and 60 years ago. And they love, they love strolling down memory lane. My father-in-law used to say he was glad he lived when he lived. He thought life in the United States was greater then. I can tell you from what I see right now, we may be sinking into a dark abyss, and we're going to be sedated when they drop us in. Beware of the weed whackers, because that's just the intro to Junk 101. And never forget this, when some fool tells you it's harmless, everybody who ever OD'd started with weed. Think about it. Let me see if I can find you another tune. And there's nobody out there helping the kids today. Nobody. There are fifth grade girls that are under so much peer pressure to do BJs, you wouldn't believe it. This is really sad. They're robbing the children of their youth. And they're shooting them onto the stage and on MTV. And it's really sad. It's really sad. Joseph Stalin said, the three attributes of the United States that must be destroyed in order to destroy the country. One is patriotism, which we don't have anymore. I have relatives that call the Star Spangled Banner the baseball song. Spirituality, which we don't have anymore. And I tell you, I got to say thanks to the nuns and the priests who hung in there, who didn't walk away from God. And they're fighting the devil six times to the sun. And morality. And here you got a CIA chief, a 60-year-old general, and he succumbed to temptation. What was he thinking? And you better pray to God that that was it. The first question I asked when they said he was fooling around, I said, is the girl Russian? Because the communists use sex to compromise and then blackmail. And maybe that's good that he came out, because Maybe he came out because he was already approached with a blackmail situation. Look, you do this for us, General, and we'll look the other way. If you don't, your wife's going to find out. Best thing to do in a blackmail situation is call it out. Don't pay it off. Call it out. And then wear sackcloth and ashes for 20 years. Hang in there. The kids are getting the short end of the stick. And they're going to get all our bills to pay. They're not going to have anything. And when the communists tell you it's better, we're like more like the Europeans, you don't want to be like the Europeans. You don't want to be like those people. You don't want to be like the French. You know, half of those European countries are communist anyway. They just don't show it. But at election time, they do. Italy went communist in the 60s. Look at Greece. What are they doing in Greece? They're setting everything on fire. They got to live there. That's like burning out your ghetto. Forget about it, man. You don't want to be like Europe. We broke away from Europe. The Puritans came here to be away from Europe. The founders of this country didn't want anything to do with Europe. And now we got NATO. We got NATO and the UN are telling us what to do. Nah, that isn't what our game plan is. Our game plan is to be one nation under God. And screw you. Teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Hang in there, I'll give you a tune. Here's the Moon Glows again, with an attribute called sincerely. Try and find sincerity today.
Bye.
Sunday is Veterans Day. Do a tribute to the veterans. Make them feel welcome. Thank them for their service. When they go, we go. Man, you don't want to see that day. If you think a hurricane is bad, wait till you see a nuclear hurricane. Can you imagine what kind of hell that is? You won't be waiting for the power to come back on. You'll be lucky if you're still alive and not blistering. It's not a good sign. We're too weak. We're getting weaker. There's only 2% of the country defends us, and the other 98%, they're living in la-la land, standing in the bread line asking for toast. If 50% of the nation is paying taxes so the other 50% can get welfare and free Shiite, how long before that 50% stops working and gives up? That's not the American way. What is the American way today? It's not the American way to build this country. Otherwise, we'd have a factory here that was run by a mom and a pop. And when they came to work in the morning and they flipped on a switch, they'd make 100,000 combs instead of having the combs come from China on a container ship that holds 4,000 containers. Gets here in 4 days and goes back empty. We don't know. We have no idea how much we've lost and we're losing on a daily basis. We have no idea. And this president is telling everything is hunky-dory. That's easy for him to say. He'll go back to Kenya when the axe falls. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. So, remember Veterans Day. Show a little respect. Find a flag to fly. And across the race. That would be good. I'd like to see a wave of crosses across the land. You know, if you've been following this hurricane that hit Staten Island, the first thing you see when you walk through the devastation is American flags flying. Staten Island is one of the most patriotic boroughs in the state, and it's probably one of the most patriotic towns in the country. When they get going, man, everything is red, white, and blue. So here in the middle of a hurricane, a guy lost his house. The first thing he did is he put up two posts and he hung a flag between them. What's that say? And do you know people that come from foreign countries, you know what they say about us? We're too patriotic. People from Brazil say that. They say, yeah, they're too patriotic. We don't have this kind of patriotism in Brazil. No, and when Hugo Chavez comes across the border with his $1.8 billion worth of AK-47s, the biggest order the Russians got in a long time, they're going to give him a carnival. God help us, man. And we don't want to be like Europe. Believe me. You don't want to be like Europe. You never get rid of your son if he's European. 26, he's still in the basement. You throw him some sliced cheese. These Europeans, they're there till they're 40. They wait till the family dies to take over the house. You don't want that. You want to be American. You want to get your patriotism back. You want to get a shot. You want to get a shot of Valley Forge, Alamo, Tarawa, Iwo Jima. You want to get a good shot. Chosen Reservoir. Thanks for serving, guys. Without you, we'd be dust in the wind. And when we fall, who's going to take us in? Nobody. Violins can do, right? Charge you right up. That's the Cadillacs, 50s group. Hang in there. You know there's no blogs flying on the internet tonight? I think everybody's worried about this Petraeus thing and the cover-up for Benghazi. This is not good. And you want to know something? Do you know that the military... The Universal Military Code of Justice has a different rating for adultery than the local lawyers out here in New York City. That's a very serious crime, adultery. And General Petraeus, under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, could be tried for adultery, and it comes with a prison sentence. You think about that. There was an Air Force pilot's wife who discovered her husband cheating with another Air Force pilot's wife, and she went to the company commander, and they arrested everybody, and they had to stand trial. So, now here you got a four-star general. Is he going to get a pass, but a private won't? And they're going to change the laws? You know, that's what I worry about. I worry about law changing to accommodate crime. I'll give you an example. When the majority commits murder, murder will be the law of the land. You don't believe me, right? How about Roe versus Wade? If somebody brings up abortion, the first thing they do is get shouted down. He can't run for office. He's pro-life. He's not going to tell me what to do with my body. I don't want to tell you what to do with your body. But I'd like to see a little justice for the kid that's living in there. Just because you choose to kill him, what gives you the right to kill him? Kill her. I would much rather see our government spend money to raise that child. You don't want him? We'll take him. They waste money on so many other things. Why not save a few lives? Look, everybody's got birth control. Everybody's got condoms. All of a sudden, we got to kill 1,200,000 people because somebody's not practicing safe birth control. Why should 1,200,000 kids be exterminated? Do you know that someday there could be Nuremberg trials for Americans? You don't know what's going to happen. Never can happen. Happens all the time. We got to reduce that 1,200,000. We got to get that down at least 10% a year. We can't live with that. We're going to have to account for that. The Lord our Creator is going to call you into account. And you know who's going to be there as a witness against you? You know who. That sacrificial lamb. Cheer up, I'll give you a tune. We're doing dedications. That's another thing they used to do. They used to dedicate the songs from guys to girls and girls to guys. This is dedicated to all the troops that are serving in Iraq, if there's anybody left, in Afghanistan, where they got to do the big run out. And boy, is that going to be a turkey shoot. And I hope that this president doesn't screw that up. But you can rest assured that all of the Islamic world is coming to finish off the Americans on the way out, because they're going to make a movie about it. They'll probably use Harvey Weinstein. Yeah, Saving Private Weinstein. Okay, over the mountain and cross the sea.
There's a moon out tonight.
Now, you've been watching this lead up to the presidential election, right? And you've been hearing both sides of the aisle telling you about all the problems the country has. For 2 whole years, these people have been batting the ball back and forth in the tennis court. They've told you about everything and anything. You know the one subject that neither party touched? The one subject that kills more Americans than anything else? That they didn't touch, they won't touch, drugs. They won't tell you that 1 out of 5 Americans is a junkie. And they won't tell you that all of South America is working overtime to keep U.S. kids high. They won't tell you of the billions of dollars that's coming across the border in all kinds of drugs, from crystal meth to cocaine. They won't tell you about fast ships that run up the coastline at night doing deliveries They're more organized than UPS and FedEx. Nobody talked about drugs. They won't tell you that one out of five Americans is a junkie. They won't tell you that one junkie brings down five innocent people and steals from his mother. Hang in there. They won't tell you that there are more rehab buildings than churches. They won't tell you that we're becoming a nation of walking wounded. They won't tell you about self-inflicted wounds. They won't tell you about the cost of rehab and the cost of our drug problem. If there were no drugs in this country, there'd be no gates on any building. There'd be no burglar alarms. There'd be no, this house is protected by ADT. It is really sad. It's the biggest disease we got. And you know what? Everybody dances to the Pied Piper. And the Pied Piper's got coke in it. The pipes are playing. And everybody's waiting to get rich on the suckers that are going to be hooked. Even the government can't wait to tax it. They don't care if you get hooked. They don't care if you become a junkie for life. Right now, you're revenue. You want to do something. Get rid of drugs. You know what? There would be no poor neighborhoods. There would be no ghettos. And the crime rate would plummet. Cops would end up being Maytag repairmen. Every time you see a robbery, it's drug related. We're doing it to ourselves. An invading army doesn't have to wait. They could sit outside the gates and wait till we kill ourselves and then come in and take over. We are the human neutron bomb, wiping ourselves out. And drugs is misery. And drugs is pain. Drugs is a nightmare. You don't need drugs. You know what you need? You need love. Real love. True love. You need to raise a family. You need a good man or a good woman. And you need to be together for life. And you never want to talk to a lawyer. Build. Build on your relationship. And make it stronger every day. So someday when she's feeding you cereal like you're the baby, you can look back on your dreams and say, we did all right. True love ways is the way to go.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys. Picture.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why.
you got in trouble with your girl. You had to beg for forgiveness.
We have no problems and we see the light. We got a lot of cash we got to hide. There ain't no danger, we can go too far. Just start selling those pardons, that's who we are. Greece. We are scoring big in tax monies like rain. The voters don't understand, it's just a laughing shame. Our lips are lying, only cash is real. Stop fighting ourselves, we got dinars to feel. Greece is the word. We take the pressure and we throw away. The Constitution now belongs to yesterday. There is no chance the U.S. will get that far. Once our pockets are heavy, put the rest in the car. Greece is the word. This is a life of confusion, a life of control, mixed with diffusion. Chuck Schumer just sold his soul. McDermott, Thompson, Bonilla scored lots of green. They went to Baghdad and they made the scene. Pelosi and Nelson, they danced the clone. Denounced the country from a Syrian throne. Backsheesh is the word, it's the word that you heard. The refrigerators are full, let's break the bird. Greece is the time, is the place, is the motion. Greece is the way we are crouping, way we are crouping. Get your nuclear secrets, and get your caribou rights, and get your trade agreements, get your higher taxes, get your open borders, press 5 for English.